Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sing we now, sing for the year, sing for the laugh and sing for the tear. Sing we now, just for today, maybe tomorrow, do it all and take it away. Sing we now,
that's Aerosmith bringing it back. 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm very excited about our good friend Peter Meyer being back on the show. Peter is a 15, almost 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and principal of the Meyer Group. MeyerGrp.com is the website. One of my favorite books in my library is Creating and Dominating New Markets. You hear me refer to that book often when I'm talking to you about other ideas when Peter is not even here. And we're talking about how to learn. What should you be? He's sort of calling us out a little bit, folks. When we think we're learning something, are we learning something? What are we learning, and is it helping us? Peter, thanks again for being here. Talk to us some more about how to teach ourselves how to learn, rather than just learning things, how to learn about ourselves.
A pleasure. So I look at it this way. In the age of the seller world, I would disseminate and ask people to learn facts. Here's my feed, mm-hmm. Here's my speeds, here's how my tires roll.
How much inventory I have, et cetera.
Right. So if I'm talking to customers, I want them to understand the details of my product mm-hmm. from a technical point of view, as well as an emotional point of view, but I'm giving them facts. In the age of the customer, I want people to feel comfortable they will learn about learning with me. So not only will they learn the facts, but they'll learn how to learn more. Mm-hmm. So I will talk to people, even customers, about three things. I'll ask them what, how, and why.
Mm-hmm. What did you just learn about?
Right. What did you just learn about what you want? What did you just learn? You want this, this, and this. How did you learn to do that? How did you come up with that answer? Well, you should say, you told me you want this kind of tire for your car. How did you come up with that answer?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about your thinking behind that. And, of course, you'll learn from them, and you'll learn what they want to buy. You'll learn how to sell them. But they'll learn as well. And then I'll ask, why is that important to you? Usually people have this sort of silent spot when that happens, and they mm-hmm. try to think through what the answer might be to why, because they haven't thought about it. When that happens, they learn about themselves, and you learn about them, so you can do a better job of selling exactly what they want.
Well, exactly, and it's something we've been talking about all day today, is about innovation with some other folks. You identify where your next innovation is or needs to be.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You're able to understand where the market's going to go when you ask people to learn with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to understand what you need to be doing 2 years from now or 2 months from now when you ask people to learn with you. And they will come back when you're ready. And mm-hmm. they'll come back when they're ready. Because they come to people who help them learn.
And if you ask them those questions, you probably find out that their answers are based on the paradigm the marketplace is making them follow, when you might have a better idea that would make them be more loyal to you.
Absolutely.
But if you don't ask them, you don't know why they've made this why they turn left instead of right.
And they may not know. And if they learn mm-hmm. from answering your question, and they do that several times over time, they'll be intensely loyal to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to charge a fair price for yourself and for
that's
them
exactly
and
right.
give them exactly what is right for them as opposed to almost right.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Peter, because this is something we can't talk about innovation. We can't talk about service. We can't talk about how we think about things in our businesses if it's not somehow driving our gross profit. What drives your gross profit is charging enough charging what you need to charge for your products.
And during the break, weren't we talking about driving our growth emotional product as well? Profit. Our growth, our emotional profit is just as important.
Tell us about that. Talk about that some more.
Well, when we're cooking, and Jim and I both cook, when we're cooking, we want to cook something that we feel proud of delivering.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the other person wants, we want to feel proud that we did the right thing for this situation with that meal. And Thanksgiving is a great example because turkey is a really interesting thing to cook. And when we feel good about what we produced and about our production process, there's an emotional profit we get as well that's just as important as financial profit. We're not here as small business owners just to make money. We're here to grow ourselves. When our customers have the same feeling of emotional profit from working with us because they learn when they're with us, when they have that same feeling of emotional profit, they will want to come back to us.
I love that what you said, because what you just said, I'm making a note here, what you just said, Peter, is classic Main Street values that you just don't find on Wall Street anymore. You just described the way what you find on Main Street. The way we do business, the way we think about our people, our customers, the way they think about, the way they at least we'd like for them to think about us, what you just described, and I don't know if you can say it again, is exactly what happens on Main Street.
Well, anybody who wants to review the recording should please appear to do that, but the bottom line is the same. You help people feel good about themselves, they come back to you.
Yep.
You make them feel good about them. You make them feel good about you, they don't come back to you.
That's a good point. That's exactly right. Say that again. Can you say that again?
You help them feel good about themselves, they come back to you. You make them feel good about you, they don't come back.
That's right. If they do, you'll still be one of 100 options out there. Hey, Peter, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. More to come right after these messages with our good friend, Peter Meyer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.